Zion. Yeah, I just checked with Chaim Brunstein. He says you asked me whether we should go to Bechina. We have to give a Bechina on Thursday, which means I have to make it up before then.
This Thursday?
Which is not so easy. Right. But
maybe we can make up the questions.
Don't be perturbed. It's a shame. The Bechina I need to be Yotze the sixth floor. The fourth floor is determined by what I see in my class. Those who are interested or involved, etc., that's what's the best you could ask of a Talmud. You had a problem on your mind?
Women's makeup.
It's paraloch. Okay, it's in the sugi. And after Ayin Hei Amid Beis, you have the Shaila Tzoveya, right? Isur Tzoveya. That's the Isur of using cosmetics on Shabbos, on top of the page, right? Mishum Tzoveya. Right? That's shechting, right? Besides the Tilas Neshama, you stain the hide, you stain the fur with the red blood, that's Tzoveya. Isur of Tzoveya applies Mita Rabbanan Islam. It's hard to find it. The Raisa for that one. Yeah. If you would color your skin, quote, temporarily. Question is, what are you using to color the skin? If it's a creamy substance, a rouge, it's lipstick, as an Isur de Raisa, Mamachi. So assuming it's a liquid or a powder. Liquid powder is an Isur Tzoveya. The way my Shreya Zatzal Paskin and people misread him intentionally, right? The aloche is stated very clearly. If you put something on your face and you can wipe it off without the use of a solvent, then it's not Tzoveya. Therefore, powders don't present a problem. Usually, powders can be wiped off. Anything which is not a powder, or a powder with a significant dye color in it, colored powders, which is what women use, there you run into a metzius that no one understands. Because the first to second year I was over in Munster, I had that shaila. Women came over, what to do about Shabbos? Yeah. Suddenly, these are women in their 30s, 40s, they never had the shaila before. They were afraid to show up in shul. It's the first time they had a rabbi in shul. Rabbi may look up and see the women with lipstick, they'll throw them out of the shul. More likely throw the rabbi out if he objects, but... anyway, so we had in our shul, we still have him there. He's not going to be anymore in that position, except emeritus. He was the dermatologist, head of dermatology for Avon Company, a major producer of cosmetics. And I asked him to shaila, what stains, what doesn't stain, etc. So he brought in the raw materials from Avon before they mix it up with Chazarai there. And we had 10 women, and he applied the makeup, various types of makeup on 10 women, and then they wiped them off. And we saw that some women could wipe it off, and some women couldn't wipe it off. It varied with the structure of their skin, pore size, oiliness, etc., etc. So there's no way to pass it on anything which has a stain in it unless the woman puts it on Tuesday and tries to take it off. But go ahead and give out as they, we have all over in Muncie, the pharmacies sell cosmetics with a Heksha, kosher l'Shabbos, kosher l'Pesach, right? Some of them come with guaranteed shiduchim promises and so on. Right? Money back guarantees. Yeah. So there's no way to make a general statement, but that's the general rule. If you can wipe it off, it's not soveya. Not even soveya lizman. That seems to be soveya. Yes.
So, Rabbi, the only issue is again, is applying it on Shabbat itself.
Yes.
In theory, if it's Friday afternoon, it's before Shabbat, Shabbat's
no,
on.
No difference.
Even intensely.
The application, if it isn't mamachik, as I told you,
right.
Mamachik is a problem. Lipstick is their problem. Right. They don't like the idea of half on, half off lipstick. So they protest what to do about the lipstick. So some women don't put on lipstick on Shabbos because, for Shabbat, because it's better to have no lipstick than half lipstick.
Right.
But others solve the problem by not eating on Shabbos. They keep their mouth open the whole time. Yeah, for shiduchim, you avoid that kind. Yeah. They present a problem. It seems that there are cosmetics that are more lasting, and the girls already know about it. Which ones survive better and which ones don't.
It's a rabbi. So, what about it? Isn't the lipstick still mamachek when you put it on?
Yes, of course.
So, shouldn't
you put it on Friday? We're talking about.
Oh, so you
put
on
Friday. You put on Friday, and
you
can't put on.
But you can't put on.
That's
on
no, Shabbat. No. That's why. That's why it has that problem of being half on, half off. They put it on Friday, but if they're going to eat Friday night, it's hard to eat without messing up the lipstick.
Don't they eat the lipstick then?
So, Rabbi, there's no distinction whether it's lipstick versus lip gloss, right? In terms of the texture. Even if it's more liquidy, I mean, lip gloss can be much more liquidy. Is that less of an issue of mamachik?
The lip gloss will depend on what? If it's like chapstick, then it's mamachik. If it's a liquid and it has no color in it, it's no problem.
And if it's a liquid with color in it?
That's a problem. That'll be a problem. Can you wipe it off?
Right, correct, right. Echanami. But I'm saying, in theory, if you can wipe off the lip gloss,
then
a girl could put on lip gloss even on Shabbat as long as it's wipeable.
I'm not familiar with the details. My daughters and my wife's on the walk. Didn't wear cosmetics, period. Kodesh Baruch Hu made them, they didn't need it. Little problem of okay. How far did we get? That passed this quickly. I think we should be. Okay. Bore. Okay. And Ayin Dalet, Bore. Bore is relatively easy. There are two requirements for Bore. Four requirements for Bore that people don't have it clear in their mind. Look at the Gemara 9 Dalav Aleph. Right. Hoy lefonov midi ochlin. Bore bochel, bore miniach. Okay. Again, look at the Rif. So it's always a trick I hope you learn to use. I have it on pay test. So you want to give me the other page number?
Yeah.
Okay. The new Gemara is on pay test in the Rif.
Lamed Beis.
It's in the
Yeah, Lamed Beis in the Rif.
What?
Lamed Beis in the other Gemara.
Lamed Beis in the old one. Okay.
Yeah.
Lambez, you said that?
Lambez, yeah.
Okay, people, it's quickly. Oil of fun of mini ochlin. Borer, the ochel, borer, meniach. Royivo, in biro, chayochatas. Right? After you read such a line, the Rif says, like you would also say, Micah Omar, what did he say? Certainly a confusing line. Omar Abaye Hochikama. Borer v'ochel, that refers to the time sequence. Borer v'ochel, meaning l'alto. Borer umaniach, but also if it's l'alto. What does the altar mean? Lebo biyom. I'm sorry. Borer umeneach l'altar. Right. I will say that better. Bo biyom lo yivro, v'mbir anase keborer lo otzer v'chayiv chatos. I hesitate on Bo biyom because here he's from Bo biyom later. Bo biyom is machlokes hachoin already. Can I? What's called alter? Alter mean while eating. Derech achila? No. Can you go ahead and be borer before going to shul in the morning for the first seuda that you have to eat? That will be called, according to most achronim, that's also called the altar. For the first meal that you have, first meal that day. Ambur kamei derava, vamo shapa kamei nachmani. Hoyle for the shemay ochel and beer vochel beer veinir. Rosh and potur and yoram matam and malchayev. Right? Again, why Melechus Boa got this strange braises with the words that don't seem to mean anything? The Gemara has to explain. Lo kasha, ha bekonu betamchoy benapa bekavu. The way to justify this kind of lotion is, two Amoroam are talking. Right? One is talking about Borer Biyad. One is talking about Borer the way people are Borer, with some kind of a utensil, some kind of instrument. That's the confusion. Therefore, he has to explain. No, what I said at Borer Chayev, right? I meant, even though it's Miyad, but it is using a Kli Hamayuchid Lekach. Using a Kli Hamayuchid Lekach, that becomes also. What kind of kli miyuchid lekach? There are two kinds. One that's miyuchid lekach, and one which you make do. That's konon v'tamchui, right? Is a useful thing. It makes it easier to be bore using a konon v'tamchui. But it's not the kli which is used for that purpose. If it's a kli that's used for that purpose, then it presents a chiyuv chatos. That's a kind of halacha of der shinui. Right, where it's only also midrabbanan. What does the halacha with the maskala requires attention to four factors. Number one, there has to be a mixture. I have lying on the table apples and oranges, right? And I want to clean off the table. I'm not borer the apples from the oranges, or the oranges from the apples. They were never mixed together to be borer. That's why we had Nigmora. He doesn't mention it. Remember, by Ravashi, whoever it was came, he didn't, couldn't make up his mind. Look back to the Gemara, right? There, it was a Ravasi, I think, right? Endo Ein Dala Mad Aleph. Kiyosa Rabdimi. Amar Shabted Rabbi Vihavi. Vikloi Ravami Ravasi. Right? And Shodu Kamayo Kalkala De Peri. So he went ahead and he threw out the whole basket of fruit. Why? He couldn't make up his mind how to be borer, how to separate there. See, by throwing it out on the table, right? He broke the mixture. Not a mixture, there's no borer.
So, Rabbi, so the way we define taruvot is very different in Hilchot Shabbat with borer than it is, let's
I'm
say.
Sorry?
The way we're defining what tarubot is, in general, it's going to be very different here than, let's say, in Isra B'Heter. I mean, because in Isra B'Heter, you could have a mash tarobet, which is just things lying on a table. So so there's another chiluk now between Isra B'Heter and Shabbos again.
What do you mean, Isra B'Heter, tarobet? You have
three pieces of meat on a table.
One piece of chaza and 60 pieces of kosher? I can eat the chaza?
If I have a tarobet, which is yavesh b'yavesh, chad b'tray, bottle.
Again. That's because
three hamburgers on a table, and one of them is treif.
That's because there's a mixture. If they're nikkur, you know which is which. There's no beetle.
You're saying that if I have three hot dogs on a table, and one of them I know it somehow got treif from my maid.
You don't know which one it is, so it's mixed up.
Chad betray bottle, no?
Huh? That's called the porridge, buba porridge. That's a different principle. Okay.
What is bora maniach?
Huh?
Bora maniach, what does that mean?
Bora and leaves it.
So he's not even
ochel. It's bora, and it's bora maniach.
So it seems like that, how does that mean?
So he doesn't know what it means. If he explains that maniach means, right, if it means he's borer and leaves it in the plate in the process of eating, we could have a heter. That's derech achila that the Chabranano mentions. A derech achila is not shayar borer. The examples we've been giving of the piece of fish with the bone, right, are under requirements of hetabora, is to take the yofer from the roa, right? The ochel from the psolis. So you have to take the fish out and swallow the bone. It's not shy of such a shy of derech achila. Okay? Again, there are four requirements for isobora. One, there should be a taruvus. That's not mentioned. Then, the aloha is, one, no instruments, no utensils, biyad. Number two, not lohaniach lachazman, miyad, right? And you have to remove the ochel from the psolas, not the psolas from the ochel. Make a little distinction there. What's the distinction? When I take the orange peel off a orange, I'm taking the psolas from the ochel. A shomer lepri has its own halachas. It's not called a psolus. Even though in mitzius it's a psolus, right? It doesn't have the halacha of psolus because Kodesh Baruch Hu made the pri that way. And the only way you could eat it, he never said you mustn't eat oranges on Shabbos. Okay?
Now, also books you have yourself, Bereshit Shemot, you can take Shemot from Bereshit.
Take the what?
On the shelf.
Books from the shelves.
Yeah. Then, Shaila the Chayim talk about is you have a mixture of sforim there. So again, I think halacha should be paskin. If it is, all the svarim are the same size and the same color, right? There, and one is Bereshis and one is Shmos, and you can tell them apart except by looking. They may at the Rabbanan of Bora. It doesn't apply if I have little Mincha Meirev things, right, and Vilna Shas mixed together. Right? That's not Shayach because it lacks the first requirement. There is no Taruvos. Okay. Then we have the strange Gemara, Habora Tomusin. And the Rif that doesn't miss on that one. And that's one of the difficult ones. Ad Hayom, not happy with any good shot on that one. What's the Tomusin? These are these beans that need much cooking. Right? What does it say?
In what words?
Habora Tomusin, back to the Rif. Mitop Psola Shalahen Chayev Chatos. Aye, there he's taking the Ochel from the Psolas. He's taking the Tumusin, right? Mitoch Psola Shalahen. Yeah, Tuli, I brought you a big Gemara, it's in my car. I couldn't. You should know, Monsieur Sneffert, I used an extra gallon of gas just to bring it here. And so happens, it's my old Gemara, one that I used last time. You have any Gemara?
I have one.
Well, look, you have something to look in?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, swing over here. Okay. Habo tumum top tol shalehen chayv chatos. Leim mekosov acheskyo ochem top solos also? No. Shaina tumusin. The shalkele sheva zimnen bekdere bekliposo. Below shakru rav min apsolos. But Mishrach, Hilkoch Yilo Shakur, Min Apsolus, Kiv Solus Mitoch Ochel Dami, Bechayev. You remember, strange pshat, but that's the pshat, no one gets any better. What is he saying? That the shells, whatever it is, the seed coats of these two musen serve a function. They sweeten the mixture. And therefore, I don't classify them as psolus. In relation to a normal bean, that's psolus, and the bean is ochel, or tomusin, or unique. What's the uniqueness of it? That if you leave the mixture together, once it's cooked, the tomusin spoil. The shells don't spoil. Therefore, at that moment, the tomusin is the psolus, meaning that which must be removed, that which you get rid of. That's difficult gemara, but that's the best that we can do with it. That what, even though it's really the ochel, but since as it stands now, see, what's the one that's going to be no ochel? My assumption is that the seed coats are also edible. The failure to separate the two will make the tomusin rot, make the tomusin spoil. Therefore, they're the things that will spoil the whole mixture. So they are the bad, and the other ones, that's the switch. Okay. Next halacha. Haiman, and Ein Dalam and Beis, and Rip picks it up. There, Haiman, the soul of Silti, Chai Bishim Tochen. Okay. Now we have halacha of Tochen. Halacha of Tochen is to take something and subdivide it into small parts. To fragment something is tochen. Therefore, there is a vegetable called silke, which we're assuming is beets. And the way we learn pshat, again, the best we can offer you is a hunk of beet is not edible. Right? So there's a greater tikkun, meleches tikkun, in cutting it up into small pieces. In small pieces, it becomes edible. Not unusual. I gave an example: horseradish, chayin, as a hog, as a piece, it's not edible. When you fragment it into little pieces, right? You grind it, it becomes edible. So tochein is shayach alit.
So Chodor Rabbi, we don't mean just making it smaller pieces as much as we mean dicing, right? I mean, if I take an orange and I cut it up into pieces, I don't say I'm chayav al tochein, meaning we mean really dicing it for it to be tochein. It's not just making it smaller.
Again, at what point in your meal? We're talking about before the meal starts. No one says that when you have a plate, and on the plate you like to cut into small pieces, right? No one would ask for that. Okay? No, there's no halacha how you should eat. What's called small and what's called big, nobody knows. That's Sofiku, all the trainer mentioned, don't know exactly what's called fine, what's called very, very thin, very thin. Okay. Therefore, the what we have is Tosfos. If you remember the Tosfos there, Haimanda Polisilka, the Tosfos throws in a line that gives you an ability to learn some shot here. That's why I told you, Davka Basilka Shaya Trina, Avashal Ochlin Shori. What kind of statement is that? Shal Ochlin Shori, so I can go ahead and grind wheat on Shabbos.
Well, he might say,
"Wistan ochel." So what you have to add to this is that we are talking about some meleches tikkun that's made on a food item, right? Where normal tochen wouldn't be applied. That's why chilich is dafka silko. Why? Because there is a meleches tikkun in making into smaller pieces. Because before that it's not edible, and now it's edible. I said, beets, I think it applies to beets too. But chayin certainly would be a good example. Right? And I told you, but my Shreya Zatzal once said that we had a guest at the table, a German descent, where he asked to give him a piece of chayin for more, right? And he bit a little piece of chayin with his teeth. And Shreya said, "You're not yotze mitzvah moro with it, because it's not derech achila. Nobody eats, only on a Seder night eat that way in a kilbet." So there you have an example where the tochein, like the Hadocha of a dog maluach, in itself doesn't seem to be a maiser bishu. Here, not in itself, wouldn't be an isot tochein. But the consequence of it is you through this melocha, something becomes royu, therefore it falls on the category of tochein. All right, so look over here. Yeah, look at the riff. The riff obviously couldn't make peace with this hezbel I just gave you of it's a meleches tikkun, that's why it's called tochein. Amar Ravashi v'koper amishchoso chay meshumachatech. If he Machatech is when you worry, when you want to cut it to a specific size, then it's Issa Machatech. Look at the Perish. There's a Rif's unique shot. Perish, the solo silti, not beets, right? Ella, Eitzei Dekalim, Sheomdim, Shivi, Shivi, Nimen, Nimen. ושמפייקו סנהנים אין יוצא מנהם כמין קלר דק מתוחר דת שכחותי. It's some kind of plant where when you peel off the outer coatings, a powdery substance comes out. Therefore, through your maise melocha of peeling off the outside, you released fine ground stuff, that's kol toche. In other words, even though you didn't grind it, but it was ground by Kodesh Baruch Hu in the plant, but it only became available to you through your maase, your maase chituch, right, of cutting it, that's also toche. Because you end up then with finely divided self. Here, Rabbeinu Nissim leaves us high and dry. He doesn't comment on it. Right? Right, next. Poor Oli came in. We have to give a prina on Thursday. I thought I'd get away with it also. Anyway, don't let it disturb you too much. Just give you some fun questions. That's all. Say the prima is not intended to inform me anymore about how little you know. That I no problem. All right. Then comes the Meleches Bishul. Okay, we discussed that already in detail before. The two examples the Gemara gives, right, allow us to give us a definition of Bishul. Something becomes hard, something becomes soft. Right? From hard to soft, soft to hard. Granting, melting kufra, melting tar, from hard to soft. Going ahead and putting a log in the fire, right? That makes from soft to hard. But he said the Gemara avoids, I mentioned it already last time, the Gemara avoids dealing with the end result, the totsor of the act, but focuses on the fact that there was moisture, water that's been cooked. Why? Because that way I avoid getting into the machlokas of melacha shein seicha legufa, right? And that's easier to assert on that basis. Otherwise, I don't need, if I look at the end result there, I don't know, I have a where would the isur come from? The isur would be from cooking the moisture, right, so that it ends up with a dry log, and the dry log is better for building purposes, right, or better for fireplace use there. But then I would have to ask for the cooking on the basis of something else, so that, as we'll discuss in a minute, that may be a melacha shein tzirich legufa. I don't need the cooking, I need the thing to go away. I need the water to get rid of the water, not to keep the water. So it's a melacha shein tzirich legufa. Yeah, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, I mean, how do we paskin lemaisa on beets about tochen? Does it apply to other melachos?
Okay. We have that child in preparing some food for for Shabbos, lav davke beets, but anything else which you cut up finely, like onions. That's where the shaila comes in. Halacha l'maaseh is where the Mishmur discusses it. There, what's called cutting it dak dak. We're not using a kli for it, right? Etc. But the end result, not the kli hamyuchid lekach. The end result, however, is dak dak. So they say they're machmirim, but it says the Mishmur finishes off. It says those who are mekel, yesh lamisha yismechu. There are people on their side also. It's depend upon. But otherwise, it's literal. The trouble is, we were never told what is the shear of dak dak. So, something you have to estimate yourself. Yeah. Clearly, the halacha came down over the years that to use a greater ribaisen, use a greater on Shabbos is also because of tochen. After all, greater is only something that allows you to cut it to very small pieces. That's not. Also because it's the whole, I don't know, I can have a grater I use only on Shabbos. I never use grater. Anyway, but that's halacha l'maaseh. We have no specific instruction how thin, how small to is called tochein or not.
And then to Tosos chilek of shar of other things.
What?
Other things that don't go from the unedible stage to the edible stage. That's also, we don't hold like Tosos basically. It's not only.
I see Tosos is unique. I haven't seen anyone else pick up Tosos. Tosos is unique in which he says, istavka besilko. You have to, he doesn't say even why. Right, but he says lo b'shar, not shar ochlin. Right. So that's why I would like to learn pshat. I have no mokel for that though, but I think it's a proper learn pshat that he's talking about derech achila, where there's no tochen, shouldn't be any tochen at all, except on something which is inedible any other way. Then you have a mleches tikkun by your, but. Other things they serve you a salad and you like to cut your cucumber into little pieces. According to this Tosfos, right, there should be no problem. If you learn, however, talking dak dak is something, I say again, it's hard to aser it when it's derech achila. Anyone who studies Hilchos Shabbos rationally knows that all these melachos are hachon le'achila, but it's not derech achila. Not. Can you pick up Rabbi Hananel? I've been mentioning Rabbi Hananel a few times. I think I've read it for you. Look at Rabbi Hananel over here on that Ein Dalel Amud Beis. Okay. Pick up where he quotes the Gemara in Beir. Beir Yud Gimel. Tan Osam.
Is it?
Hamakalev Seorin, you have the place?
Where is it? No.
You find
first
it?
Line.
Rabbi Hananel.
First word
line. And Rabbi Hananel is the same line. Thing in your. Are you? Yeah, same
yeah,
geography by you? No?
You have no first word line, right?
First word line.
Or the other?
Okay. In the other Gemara, it's
yeah,
on, it's
yeah,
on
yeah,
the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Hamakalev Seorim someone wants to eat, maybe you have to stop and think, our beans, our grains are all dried. They don't come that way. I mean, you know what popcorn looks like? The corn that they pop? You can't eat that corn without popping it. But you can eat a hot corn, a corn on the cob, no problem. The chilik between the two is one dried and one didn't dry. Okay? Fresh, it's true for chitim, sorghum. It's like Mother talks about it. Farmers growing up know a fresh wheat berry is what they call it. A wheat berry is a tasty thing. A barley berry is a tasty thing. Right? They say, Makalev sorghum. But it comes with a whole bunch of coats on there. Wheat has supposedly, according to Gemara, seven layers of protection over the wheat. Yeah. They all have to be peeled off in order to make flour. So you got to take off the top, and then you have to grind it. So Mekalev is to take off the coats. Hamekalev sore, Mekalev achas achas ayad v'ochel. But Mekalev v'nosal sochei chayav. It's not derech achila b'kach. It's not derech achila susi. Amar Rabalozo b'chein l'shabos, right? And why is it b'chein l'shabos? Why is it then? What else is it for? For maisel, the same thing. Remember, for maiseles, when is it finished? Right? Derech haroi is mutu. When you go ahead and you store it up, that's a called. Already gemar malocha, so you went ahead and you peeled them off and made a pocketful. That's gemar malocha. Therefore, you chayiv b'maisel. The chayil shabbos that is called the malocha on shabbos. Amar olezu v'hor av mekalfili kasi kasi avchi mekabel kasi kasi. Right, they did. Elo itmo asef itmo hamole melilo shechitin. Menapech al yad ba'ochel. Okay, same thing. Bamola means he rubs, right, to get off the coat, right, to release the inside berry, right. Menapech yad yad ba'ochel. Vimnofach v'nosel sochi yado, right, ochayev. My timer, the Meleches Machsheves also Torah. V'haylav Meleches Machshevesi. The Lo Komachavim b'Melocha Ela Lachila Bubad. What does that mean? That's the famous Rabbi Elchananel. Mechavim Melocha means I'm doing a Melocha so that I will eat. What? I'm doing something so that I'm eating. That's not a malocha. Malocha is preparatory to the suda. But derech achila does not try to talk about malocha. Look again the lashon. My timer, meleches marsheves also Torah. Why love meleches marshevesi? Why? Lo kumachavin bimalocha. Ela lachila bilvad. Melocha is I'm working. I work in order to eat. Eating is a lot of hard work. You sit down at a smorgasbord, right, and you eat for an hour, then you have to eat again for too much work for people, right? But that's not called melocha. That's called achila. I work very hard. I have to cut up the steak, right? And I had two steaks is also on Shabbos, but that's too much melocha.
So then what about Borer, let's say? So why should Borer ever be a problem for Rabbi Elchanan?
Good, on the plate, I can't see.
Yeah, no issue.
And
the whole notion of fish bones, whatever else it is, it should move to the Gomer corner.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. No good moko to Asel. No, ain't the double self. Someone gives you the leg of a chicken, a punk, a chicken, right? So you go ahead you think ahead, and so you take your knife and you make a longitudinal slit on the side, and you take out the bone.
Right.
Because you don't want to have the bone. Anyway. So you chayv chatos. Chayv chatos, you got to eat the chatos. What do you do? Sure, it's not shaykh to say that it's also. Certainly, perfectly mutter. That's derech achila. That's malocha. It's critical, that line of Rachel, very critical.
We passing like this, Rabbeinu Chananel?
Huh?
We passing like this, Rabbeinu Chananel?
No one passes against it. That's interesting. I don't find anyone saying not so. Everyone seems to assume that the Yisur Malocha you talk about is preparatory to a meal.
I remember being taught when I was younger, eating fish, you can't just rip the bones out of the fish. It's borer, you're taking the bad from good, etc.
That's the folk tale, the Baba Meisa, that's how gefilte fish got invented.
Correct, right.
A lot of baloney. Fish got invented, same as a hamburger got invented. If you don't have hamburgers, you make gefilte fish. You chop up fish. Okay. Let's move it a little faster. Okay, then we have a wonderful Gemara, right? And we had this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And can you top this? Who can find more Yisur Malocha in one shot. Project? Right. What does he want to say? We really spent enough time on cooking the log, right? And the tar. Omar of Haiman de Ovid Chavita, you make a casket, a barrel, chayim mishum sheva chatos. Rashi lists the seven melochos involved in making a barrel. Look at Rashi, because quickly, sheva chatos, tochein haragovim, he has to grind up the clumps of clay. Remember, talking about a clay barrel, and you have to make it into a barrel using standards pottery making procedures. So first you got to have a mud, you have to have the clay, it has to be finely divided, so you have to be grind up the regovim, shochkon, right, hodek, right, he has to grind them fine, have a tochein. Ubore hatzruos, hagasos, when you grind it fine, the little pebbles in there or things that didn't grind well, then you pick out those, that's bore. Harei shtayim, markidin benopo, you then have to put it through a sieve. Umagavil hatit, hainolosh. Memare hatit, shows a hagolem, when you make the form, you have to go ahead and smooth out this clay now, that's memachek. Right, you light the fire, and then you put the kli in. Right, but the fact that you had to dig up the clay to begin with, no, we pass it like Rav Shimon, right? That what melacha sheitzricha legufo, you potu. We're talking about Chiyuv Chatos here. So Tosfos picks up Rashi, since you're trying to impress me how many molochas you can do, right, with one project, there, Pir Rashi, Mishum, Bon Elo Machayev, Dein Binyan Bekelim. So Rashi, we miss a Rashi there, someplace.
chayti lapumes.
Huh?
Avi'i chayti lapumes.
Yeah.
In the next
okay.
one.
Okay. So that's a Tesis. I gave you a husband. A husband there. Yeah. The. Trombone lo machayev because ain binyan bekelin. Rashi says. So Tesis asks. And binyan gomel even beis hillel holds is bekelin. When's machloekes beis shammai beis hillel? Yeah, yesh binyan became bekelim only. Like the case of there a menorah shel chulios, where the shail is, will I ram the arms in, right, and that'll make it fixed, and that'll be boner. But the form was already made, right. Therefore, it says the when to go ahead and make a kli from start, surely is bona, Tosis asks. And I gave you the answer for Rashi. Rashi will answer, it's not true. In the bona of Kinyan Gomel, of Binyan Gomel, that's where I have something which is usable. Therefore, I make it into something usable, that's called bona. But when I have a wet clay barrel, has no utility whatsoever. Therefore, that act hasn't done anything yet. It's not amlechas tikkun in any way. It's not amlechas machsheres in any way. Right? When it will become useful is only after you put it into the kiln, after you heat it. Therefore, the first stage of making it into of forming it into a wet clay barrel, Rasha doesn't call that boner. Tosfos calls it boner because it'll end up that way. This is something, but. Like as always, Rashi is right.
So what do you tell us?
Don't sat up with a lion when he's alive. You sat up with him after he's dead. You don't get any hunter's credit for that. When Rashi was around, they didn't sat up with him after his patira. Suddenly, all his sons-in-laws and the grandsons became smart. They all began to attack him. Okay. Next. Then we have a really wonderful machlokes that people don't pay too much attention to with the geyas halacha lemaisa in many, many instances. And that is what's called darko bekach. Darko bekach, the more obvious example of shotu breezing. Right. Shotub Izin, Tovu Izin, Shotub Tovu Izin, where they would braid the hair of the goat while it's still attached to the goat, while the goat is still alive. Right? Not after it's cut off, but on a live goat. So here, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says that's Ein Derech Tzviya Bekach. Therefore, it's not an Iso Daraisa. It's not Darko Bekach. Malocha has to be a Malocha that's Darko Bekach, normalcy. Rashi seems to say, not true. For those people who are trained to do it that way, for them it's Darko Bekach. It's just for the general populace, it isn't Darko Bekach. Look at the language of Rashi, right? Shotub Moras, you say weaving it on the goat isn't normal. The Gemara says that the Noshim Chachamos, right, they did it that way. Obviously, it's a better some advantage in doing it, but it's hard to do it, right? Look, pick up Rashi. Shotub Izin B'Tovu Izin, Kor Kadosh Tovu Esa Izim. Begufon shel izim mashma. There's no chokhma yisei roshayni. It says ish kol chachmas lev. These were people who were professional. These were trained, right? Avol lehedyot ein darka bekach. Which means, but for them, it is darka bekach. And Tesis doesn't learn that way. Chokhma yisei ro. Therefore, host knows or botel daitel etzel kol b'nei odom. So that's a shayla, something which is what. within a select group of people who all do it that way because they are expert in doing it that way. Does that make it daka b'kach for them at least? So according to Rashi, yes, that's daka b'kach for them. So all professional or non-professional, right? If you try to do it that way, it would be ein daka b'kach. Okay. Then go kosher. Kosher umatir. Here, I want to jump. Remember, there's kosher, matir, and tofer. Tofer is the problem. We discussed that. That tofer, the Gemara says, needs kosher to make it whole. Make it kayoma. And the melech is the rice has to be shal kayoma. So whenever someone is sewing and he makes a knot at the end of his stitching, is that called a separate isul the rice? Tofer and kosher, right? Or is it just part of the melech's tofer? And therefore it says it's subsumed under the melech of tofer. Okay? We have that wonderful piece of Gemara I told you with very nice musul that affirms your right to go to college. And that's the sugya I've Amar Aleph at the top. That Yodea Lachshav Tkufus Mazolos Vein Choshev, right? There he's over on a tzivu in the posik, right? Yeah, and Rabbi Yochanan adds it with a very obligatory in the language of mitzvah. Mitzvah, menayin she mitzvah la'odam lachshav lachashev tzkufus mazolos. Shenemar shmartem asisem ki chachmasem v'nesa inu amim. Then we have already a nice stand up. It's not good to sit. So find it more comfortable standing. So I told you I've been preparing on. One thing, I'm lechas machshavas. Davar sheinu miskaven is a violation of lechas machshavas. That's why davar sheinu miskaven is potur or mutur. Okay. So look, and we'll go to the riff in a minute. Pick up the gemara. Hatzot tzvi. I hay in the middle of the page, a little bold middle of the page, Tana Rabbanan, Atzot Chalozon, Vapotzo, Eile Chayv El Achas. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Chayv Shtayim. Shoy Rabbi Yudah Omer, Ptsio Bechlal Disho, Omer Lo, Ein Ptsio Bechlal Disho. My timer, because only Duri Kaka. Nani Moraz, but why is he chayiv for Netilas Neshama? Rabbi Yochanan, he was dead already. Rama, no, he was alive, but it's Misasik who ate Netilas Neshama. He's ain't a miskavin to kill the snail. Vabaya Roam Tavaya Moidera Shimon Bibsikreshu Leomus, Shine the Hocher, the Kama Disbin Neshama Tvei Nichele. Right? Therefore, it's a psik resha de lo nichele. Psik resha de lo nichele, even though it's psik resha, is also. That I thought we need a little. Let me give you what I've been working on. Give you some good makoros. pick up this last thing. You're a familiar piece of Gemara. You're all comfortable with it. Okay. First of all, just call your attention to Hatzot Cholozon and Tosfos. Remember the last line in Tosfos. So Chiyun B'Yushalmi Mashma B'Tzad Cholozon L'Machayim Mishum Seida. I gave you my biological explanation, my ecological explanation. There. How come Yerushalmi doesn't have Seder? The answer is, in Yerushalmi they didn't have to make Seder because it was on the available B'Shchiyah Achas. You don't have to go ahead and do anything to pick up the snails. You have to bend down and pick it up. Snails can't run away. Therefore, Moses says, Dovo B'Shchiyah Achas. If you can reach it with one swoop, right, there's no Maaseh Seder. That's the chilik between a trained animal and an animal that's not yet trained. An animal that's trained, there's no, that's called Seder if I go ahead and I go over and grab him and pull him away. The horse got into my flower patch, and I grab him by his reins and I schlep him away. That's how I didn't capture the horse. It's a, he's not running away from me. If it's a wild horse, right, or a bear, right, and you want to grab the bear, it's not a good idea. Okay. Let me focus on this piece of Gemara, on the fine Hayim and Aleph. Moses says that Moed Rab Shimon, Amar Abayev Rav Amar Tavayev, Moed Rab Shimon Psik Reishev Lo Yomus. Let me put it. So I have it in the form of a kasha. I wrote down Yesh Lahakshos. Hare Rab Shimon Poter B'Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So what if a Psik Reisha? There's another halacha of Rab Shimon. Sure, Psik Reisha, I know what's going to happen. What's the Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? Kol Fa Guma Ben Tzorach La'atfa, I also know I'm going to make a hole. That's Psik Reisha. And I told you, that's why the Rambam doesn't want to differentiate between. That's why the Rambam paskins the Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Chayev. If Psik Reisha is Chayev, the Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayev. But Psik Reisha, it says, is Chayev. No, Psik Reisha, your potter cannot be potter because that's called Kavona. Yes, it's called Kavona. Then, so what if it's called Kavona? Chofe Guma is also Kavona. How do you separate that? Again, put it in form of a simple question. Rav Shimon said two halachas. Halacha number one was, Dovah Sheina Miskavin is Muto. Right? Then he said, Psik Reisha is also. How can you say Psik Reisha is also? When the next halacha you tell me, the halacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, you're also Potter. Psik Reisha doesn't take away the Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Chofe Guma is where they argue Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Chofe Guma is Vadai Psik Reisha. Psik Reisha is Vadai, right? A Melocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, though. The question was, but you're killing the animal. Squeeze out its blood or whatever they thought he's squeezing out, you're killing the animal. He said, I didn't mean to kill the animal. So why did you mean to kill the animal? Moses says, it's Psik Reisha. So more answers, another answer, which we'll develop in a minute. That is a Psik Reisha de lo nichale. I like to learn a little different shots. We learned it, that when all my efforts are made not to kill him, is not shaykh to call that as a melocha. Then it's a melocha anti-machsheves. It's a melacha against my mashal. Each and every time I handle that animal, I'm super careful not to squeeze him so hard as to kill him. But in the course of process, in the course of a whole process, he dies. Therefore, that's called, right, a psik resha de lo nichale. And that's the basis, we'll come in a minute, to the famous Och, argue the faces, but famous Och, that a psik resha de lo nichale is mutter, even though we say psik resha is also. If it's a lo nichale, it's mutter. Yeah. Why? It's beautiful if you tie it back to where we started from. You have to start with Melechas Machsheves. If it's against my Machsheva, so Machsheves, I told you, has two concepts to it, a Choshev Melocha and an intentional Melocha.
So are we saying that?
So this Kasha, you can put it down in your notes. Anyone has to ask that Kasha, what? Psik Reisha doesn't take it away from the fact that it's a melacha shein sichel gufo. So the Kesef Mishneh in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, poses that as a question. How does Rambam say? Rambam is a beautiful question on the Rambam. Rambam holds that Dovah shein meskavim psik reisha yachayev, and he holds melacha shein sichel gufo. You're also chayev. No sweat. That's why I told you that the Rambam won't differentiate between Melochah and Sichel Gufa and Einem Eskavim with Psik Reisha. Einem Eskavim with Psik Reisha, if that is Chayev, then Melochah and Sichel Gufa also has to be Chayev. But Rab Shimon, that's because Rambam, he's free to choose between Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. So when it comes to Dovah Einem Eskavim, he passes like Rab Shimon. When it comes to Psik Reisha, right, he passes like both. When it comes to Melachat Sich Leguf, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon can't pass that way. Rabbi Shimon, the Kasha and Rabbi Shimon, how did you pass in the Melachat Sich Leguf or Psik Reisha? I'm sorry, that Einem is coming Psik Reisha, you're Chayev, and then you tell me Melachat Sich Leguf or you're Porto. Right. You following people? No, lost you on that?
Can we read the last part? Repeat the last
part.
Say
it again. The Rambam has it made. Rambam got it right. He said, Melochot sheitzichu legufo yuchayev. Pasach Rab Yehuda. Came to Dovah Shein Meskavin, he pasach Rab Shimon. And Melochot legufo is potel. If it's a psik reisha, he pasches chayev. So does Rab Shimon. Melochot legufo, Rab Shimon moda, that Dovah Shein Meskavin psik reisha yuchayev. They're fine. And Melochah Shein Sichel Gufa, you also chayev, you're fine. But those who paskin, not like the Rambam, most of the Rishonim, the Melochah Shein Sichel Gufa, you're potter. Yet they paskin that Dovah Shein Meskavin Psik Reisha is chayev. How? Why should they be chayev? It's the Melochah Shein Sichel Gufa.
I'm not completely certain that the two things are connected. One of them, you have kavana to do a ma'isa, but it's the answer to the goof. One of them, you don't have kavana to do a ma'isa. It just happens to always happen. Meaning, you want to do the p'tia, but you just don't want to cut the animal. Or by when you, let's say, walking and breaking sticks, you don't want to break sticks.
Here, let me quote you what the Kesef Mishneh answers. Right? Shemechavin Lemaisa hamalocha v'lo letachliso, then he's potter. Avog sheinim is kavin lemalocha klal v'nasas behechach nechshav k'maisa shel ose. What does that mean? He's mechavin to the malocha. I'm kofer gumo. I want it. But I say, I have kavana, right? I don't want the outcome. I don't want to make a guma. Hachofe guma bein tzorech ela leafro. Why? It's in my living room. I'm digging a hole in my living room, in the earth floor of my living room. Therefore, I don't want that melacha. Once you have that structure, then go back to melechas machshavos. Then it can't be considered my melacha. That's the question. When I don't want the outcome of the melacha, then I'm not making a melacha machshavos as far as I'm concerned. Therefore, he says, when we have into the ma'aseh melacha, ulo l'tachliso, then you're potter. Avog sheinim is kavin l'melacha klal, v'nasas behechach, right? I'm not machavin l'melacha at all. I want to squeeze. I want to cut the head off a chicken. I'm not talking about killing a chicken. And the melacha gets done, then you're chayev. Again, I might add a little bit. It is eino miskavein. When I'm chofer gumu bein tzorcha le'afcha, I'm eino miskavein for the melacha. That's the basis, I believe, of the Oruch's claim that a psikresha de lo nichale can't be called his chayev. If it's a lo nichale, I don't want that hole in the ground in my living room. You can't easily, the Rambam said right, you can't differentiate easily from psikresha to a melacha shein sichel gufo. But the svara is very nice. If you start off with melechas machshavos, God asked me to do a melacha, a melacha that an intelligent individual does. That's also. Therefore, he says, tells your people, don't dig holes in the living room. But what then? I need the earth. So I have beferish, kavon, and I don't want that outcome of the melacha. So it's against my machshava. However, when I go ahead, I do an act, and that act has nothing to do with the outcome. I wanted to do this thing. I want to cut the head off the chicken. I don't want the outcome there. That's not what you're doing. You're not involved in an outcome, not outcome. You're doing a melacha, which is called a melechas machshavos. You're cutting the head off the chicken. That melechas machshavos is mechayev you. Why should you consider that you will be potter for doing it? Say, well, because I didn't intend to kill the chicken. That's not what you're doing. You're doing something which kills the chicken. You don't want to eat the melacha of the chicken. But you want to kill the chicken. No one of intelligence knows the difference between cutting the head off a chicken and killing the chicken. So what is it that you really don't want? You don't want to do that melacha which Kodesh Baruch Hu said is also. But you're doing that melacha Kodesh Baruch Hu said is also. Again, avog she'enem iskavin lemlocha klal. I'm not involved with killing a snail. V'hi nasas behechach, right? Then nechshav kemaisa shelo yose. In past years, I've interpreted that, I think it's still the best way, as a dictionary problem. Or maybe almost an integrity problem. You're a dirty liar. Look up in the dictionary, or rather in a thesaurus, right? And you'll see, cutting head off equals killing. So these are terms that are used, right, interchangeably. I killed the man, well, I cut his head off. Everybody understands it's the same thing. So here, I would add a little better hesbah to the Kesemish's language. That in one case, you're dealing with identity. Two acts that are identical acts. One act called cutting the head off a chicken, the other act called killing a chicken. Therefore, I can't differentiate between the two. But I have two clear acts. One is called getting earth, I can take that from Ofer Tichuach, from loose earth, which I don't have to dig any holes, or I can go ahead and dig it. So when I say I went outside and got some earth, you can't translate that as you went outside and dug a hole and got some earth. No. I went outside, there was loose earth, I got earth. Therefore, they're not identity. That's where I would differentiate between the two. It's a better, the Kesrish doesn't say it, Loshen, though, however, I think could be, when he says, Vihi Nasas Behechach, I would like to interpret Nasas Behechach meaning, and its identity, it's one and the same, right? Then it's Nechshav Kamaisa Shalose. Here, let's catch in. This one critical, give you the moko for it. I've been referring to it many times. Tosfos daf kuf gimel amud aleph, dibra masul lav. Okay. There he brings the machlokas with the oruch. Oruch is matel legamri im nichelei im lo nichelei af agav dava psikreshe. I believe that's the Teres of the Kesem Mishnah is referring to. That what? That when he doesn't want it, the Taklis at all, right, but doesn't have what I added in my Hezbollah, that it's identity. But there's a Rosh. The Rosh in Perek Shmona Shrotzim, Perek Yudalit Simen Tes, Chosav, Shaheto Shala Oroch, it's my language, I'm not quoting you. Sha'eto shel ha'oruch rak b'melechas Shabbos yesh b'em gedel shel melechas machshavos al kei muto kishlo nichalei avlo b'shari surin tova. Okay, here we have a minute. I want to get that in. Remember, Dovah Shein HaMiskavin was not by Shabbos. Where do we have it in the Gemara? Not by Shabbos. Dovah Shein HaMiskavin. Come on. No. Moche Ksus. Remember the guys with these people who put on 10 coats to go out and sell their coats and their shatas. Moche Ksus. Mochen Kedarkon. Why? Because not Derech Levisha Bekach. Right?
You don't
wear it. Shlo Yiskavin Bechama Betechachama. Right? So I'm Eina Bechavin. Therefore, double chain of miskavin applies to other things as well.
Against the oruch.
Mlocha chain sichel and gufo. Does it apply to other things as well? Is the concept of mlechas ma'shevis unique for Shabbos or not? The Rosh says nicely, this idea of lo nichale is purely Shabbosdik. The idea that because lo nichale takes off the isur, psikresha, the Avashem Meskavim, psikresha is psikresha. But if it's a lo nichale psikresha, right, then it becomes muto, not poto, because a muto according to the Oruch. Right? Says that on the Oruch says only by Hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't seem so. Because
so
what, we know.
So for the Oruch, why was it mutter for the coats, the Shatnez coats?
I'm sorry?
Of course, according to the Oruch, so why is the Shatnez coats. Why is that mutter?
Okay, let me ask it a little better.
Sorry.
Than you did. There's another Gemara. Right. The Gemara says that if someone puts on shatnes, kidei levroach es hameches, he wants to go by the dude. Remember in Eretz Yisrael, there, red sign, green sign, right? Nothing to declare, something to declare. What I mean, if you're bringing something that you bought elsewhere and you're bringing it in for sale, you have to pay a duty on it. So it says, Mochik, the Mavrichi Ameches, they want to put on a coat there, and the coat is shot. They took it in to sell to Goyim. They want to take it in without duty. It says, the Chayev. So they ask, what's the chiluf between the two? He said, the mochik sus mochik kedavka. Right? And here, mochik sus also, he's putting it on, not because he wants to wear it. So here's the chilek that answers your question too. In the mochik sus, the taina is, it's not derech levisha. Why? This man puts on six coats, puts on six jackets. Clearly, it ain't derech levisha b'kach.
One jacket.
Oh, that's that would be the problem. But in the case of a fellow who is trying to get by without paying a tax, without paying the duty, he puts on the coat. He wants to wear the coat. Instead of carrying it in the luggage, he's going to wear it. And what he puts it on to wear. Right? For no other reason. What then? He's hoping that this fellow will not recognize this as a ruse on his part. He's wearing a jacket. So he's putting it on derech levisha b'kach. The mochik sus, the derech is not derech levisha, but no one wears six jackets. So Shaila will be, what if a fellow is a salesman, poor guy, he has only one jacket to sell. And he puts it on, right, in order to sell. Will that be a chilek or not? Again, I think I could make a chilek between those two cases also. When a fellow is going sneaking by, right, he wants to wear the coat without having to pay a tax on it. You tell me he also wants to sell it, I can sell all my clothes if I want. Therefore, he's doing derech levisha, period. The fellow puts on the coat who doesn't intend to wear this coat ever, but this coat is only to be sold to somebody else. Therefore, the taina is not derech levisha b'kach. The taina, therefore, it's yisur is osil bashklayim. However, to serve as a dummy, a statue, right? One like to have in the window of someone made out of plastic, right? And he's just displaying the garment for others to see and others to buy. That's not derech levisha b'kach. So again, so you got to play around with this. And in the case of the meches, what if I'm not smuggling in something for me to wear? I'm smuggling in something to sell to you, so I don't intend to ever wear this thing. Would that be a chilek? Maybe so. Maybe that will be called mochik sus. I'm now not wearing it. I'm a salesman trying to sell it. Ein hachanami. Maybe it would apply to it. Okay, let's stop here. Where are you? Yeah, who's missing today? Mordechai is out.
Mordechai is missing.